855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. It is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
It is the third hour of the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Always an exciting hour, so I don't want you to miss out on it.
It is often the most calls.
Yeah, it is the most calls. And speaking of calls, we've got one on the line, and we want to talk to Pat in Norfolk, Virginia. Pat, are you with us?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. How you doing, Pat?
Oh, not too bad. I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
I was wondering about the guy that, I guess was in Colorado that, went to the theater in a Batman costume and killed all them people.
Are you talking about the Aurora, Colorado shooting from, I think, was it last year?
Yeah, I don't know they wore a Batman costume.
Yeah, he didn't wear a Batman costume, but I think he was wearing, like, maybe a trench coat, all black, all that business.
Gear.
Yeah. Did you guys ever hear any wanted, you know, have he been to any trials or anything like that?
He's had different hearings.
Yeah, he has had different hearings, but other than that, other than, you know, some pretty wild conspiracy theories as to, you know, why he did it, did he actually do it, was there another gunman on the grassy knoll, all that sort of stuff, I haven't really heard anything else. Have you, Pat?
No, that's what's concerning me. I'm just kind of concerned about it, really, kind of bothers me. It's either going to do a natural life sentence in a nut house, or they're going to give him a death penalty, I figure.
Yeah, well, you know, I would imagine he's probably going to spend the rest of his life in some kind of cage, would be my guess.
Yeah, either way, whether they prove him to be, you know, insane, or if, you know, he did it with perfect intent.
I often find people to be incensed at the idea of somebody being declared mentally ill, but many times these places that they would be sentenced if they are, you know, mentally incompetent and did these kind of things are worse than prisons in many cases. So,
sure.
You know.
Hey, I got one other question to ask you about is... We had cruise lines in and out of Norfolk, right?
Cruise lines as in?
The cruise ships that go to Bahamas and Puerto Rico and all them places. Well, they just recently had the last one, so it doesn't seem like we're going to be getting any more. I don't understand why.
So you're saying like the tourism of landing in Norfolk or taking off from Norfolk that's gone?
Yeah, from taking off from Norfolk is gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe people are going on less cruises now.
Yeah, I could believe the whole cruise industry is going down.
It's kind of a luxury thing.
Sure.
Maybe they were just going to stick to the spirit of Norfolk and go out on those dinner cruises and dance all night.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. Thanks for the call, Pat. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, so many different industries are closing down because of just the economy. People just aren't spending their money that way.
The world is changing, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
I guess this is somewhat hopeful on my part. Let me say that. My life has changed since the economic downturn. Free Talk Live took it on the chin just like everybody else did out
sure.
there. And income was down. We basically had gone from a two paycheck family in my household to one, and I changed my lifestyle completely. I remember back in the day, I used to eat most of my meals out and drive around little black convertible sports car and the whole thing. Went to the lived to the sort of family man lifestyle, and my wife made all the meals at home. And life is better now than it was in the past in many ways. I'm eating better quality food. I understand where my food comes from. And I think
you grow your own food, right? A lot of it.
We grow a lot of food at my house. I have my own pigs, and you know, just a variety of things.
Sure.
And I think that people are still, you know, sort of enjoying the freedom that they've gotten from their frugality. In 2005, Americans spent more money than they made. That's an incredible number.
Yeah, overall.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Americans spent more money than they made, and they did it with credit cards.
There were very few people living within their means.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, a lot of what I hear, I'm glad, you know, that your life is so much better, but I seem to be hearing this from quite a few people. My only concern with it is that when I remember, you know, learning about the Great Depression in the 30s, and I'm concerned because, like, what came with that? Like, that's kind of the rhetoric that comes out of it. Is that, well, I learned what was really important in life,
yeah,
got down to brass tacks and all that stuff. But then what came in with that was, like, this...
Asceticism.
Yeah, there was an asceticism. There was this. I mean,
or that it's like it's a virtue to be poor, or something like it turns into a moral virtue when
right because you know because
really
then when I look
not
at the
necessarily
yeah but, and I'm not saying you're saying that Mark but.
Christian culture puts a value on poverty.
Yep.
I mean, you'll be told that Jesus never had anything. He was always poor. He went after the money changers. And to some extent...
all your earthly possessions.
To some extent or another, we've got a Christian culture that we live in, sort of in the Western world.
Sure.
And so there's this sort of value on poverty and consequently a sort of belief that wealthy people are bad or evil.
Yeah, totally.
And the fact is you got wealthy one of two ways. You got wealthy by hooking up with vandals and thieves and liars, we call them politicians, and getting good deals sent your way, or you provided people with the goods and services to make their lives better. Now, I have no intention of going after and calling someone who's made other people's lives better and profited from it a bad person. That,
right,
to me, is ridiculous. Also, it's ridiculous to uphold this horrifying condition called poverty as somehow it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, when I hear this, is that, you know, I look at the, like, I can even just look at the pictures, because that's about the best you can get from the 20s and 30s. And I was like, okay, let's see. What did the pictures look like before the Great Depression? And then what did they look like during the Great Depression? And I'm like, wow, you know, those people in the roaring 20s, they looked awfully damned happy. And these people look like they don't even want to get out of bed in the morning that they were living during the Great Depression. And so I don't know. I worry when I start hearing that, it sounds eerily similar to it. And then I look today, you know, and I do the same kind of comparison. This time I can do it with a lot more material, where I look at like the 80s and the 90s, and I see people having an incredible time, and everybody's living it up, and everybody's happy and smiling, regardless of whether how wasteful all that was, and I'm open to that conversation. But then, you know, I look at people now, and it's like people are just barely making it on the streets, and yet, and then, you know, I hear from a lot of people, now, like I said, Mark, I'm not saying you're saying this, but I hear from a lot of people, like, you should just really appreciate what you have. No.
Well,
I appreciate what they had. I mean, because they were having a good time.
When people lose everything and become poor,
sure.
I think there really is a temptation to justify it ex post facto and say, "Oh no! I'm being morally good by choosing this lifestyle, and I picked it, and I really wanted this to happen." When a lot of times they didn't, and you know, at the end of the day, like, you could be very happy living a lifestyle where you have a very low consumption lifestyle. That's absolutely true.
Right.
And you could also be very happy living a lifestyle where you have more stuff and you can consume more. They're divorced from each other. How much money you have doesn't dictate how happy you are.
Yes. Happiness is a decision you make for yourself.
Right.
But there's no moral high ground in accepting sort of government mandated charities.
Right, right.
I say take them if you need them, because they're there. But don't act like you're upholding a lifestyle of poverty when you're taking checks for not, you know, basically being poor.
Or relying on your friends. I mean, some people...
You want to be poor? Be poor.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't want to be poor, work your way out of it as best you can.
No, there's no one-size-fits-all here for how this stuff works. But
Have you guys ever heard in the Liberty Movement...
In the Liberty?
sorry. Have you guys ever heard in the Liberty Movement people who say, oh, well, you know, I don't drive because I'm not going to deal with the state's paperwork. I'm not going to fill that stuff out. Oh, could you give me a ride?
It happens. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. Do you think poverty is this thing to be upheld? Or is rich?
Is it a virtue? Is poverty a virtue?
Your thoughts. Call in. Free Talk Live.
Why? plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med 5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com, that's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med 5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXBN toll-free call-in line. We are still in the third hour of the show, the last hour of the show, so if you want to get your calls in, now is the time to start doing it. But it is the live Sunday night edition with Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. So if you want to get the right home loan for yourself, you're going to need, well, of course, to get the rates, and you want to get the best rates you can possibly get. And you're going to need a piece of property that's going to appraise for the amount that you need. You don't want to be buying a $100,000 piece of property for $200,000. And you're going to need a job or a business of your own that gives you enough money or income to qualify for the loan. And the ability, of course, to pull the trigger, to say yes. You've got to be able to take yes for an answer. So right now, the rates are nearly at all-time lows. These rates are good. If you have the needed appraised value and, of course, employment or income, and you can make the decision to move forward, the next couple of months is a lot better to do it in than next year, because new rules are coming online that are going to make it much harder for you to get a loan. They've already been passed by the federal government. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. It's 866-288-0088. If you're already looking at a piece of property, you're already working on it, you need to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Roger's had great results from these ads, and I want to thank everybody who's responded. Mortgage Minute Guy is an organization you can trust, 866-288-0088.
Absolutely. Now, we were in the last hour, we were talking about Bitcoin, and there's a guy out there who says that Bitcoin's now presently, they're worth around a little over $200, about $207 a piece, $205 a piece. Is that about right, Stephanie? Something like that?
Yeah, around there.
Okay. But this guy's saying, hey, right now, right this second, these things should be worth about $10,000 a piece.
I don't know if he's saying right now. He's saying in the long run.
Oh, is it in the long term?
I guess he's sort of just saying that that's what his view of the value is.
Okay. I mean, I guess if it's in the long term, it may as well be now, right? It might as well, if it's going to be $10,000 in 2 years, it might as well be worth $10,000 now, right? Anyway, interesting. So we were talking about it. We didn't get into the actual, really, the why. Why exactly you feel so?
Well, he was pointing out that there are a lot of people on the planet, and if Bitcoin's become the world reserve currency, then obviously they're going to have to go up from there. So he goes on, to put it in perspective, the total market of Bitcoins is tiny. So tiny that Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, could theoretically purchase all the Bitcoins in existence with only 7% of his net worth.
That's incredible.
Obviously, he couldn't actually do this in real life, but the analogy helps to visualize the market size for Bitcoins. Also, Amazon.com, an online business that could save a tremendous amount of money on credit card transactions by simply accepting Bitcoins, doesn't yet. But why? Because Amazon brings in over $61 billion a year in revenue. Their current value of all Bitcoins in existence is less than $2 billion.
So they're saying there's no point to them accepting Bitcoins right now? Is that the idea?
Well, I think that I don't know what his point is on this one. I think it's a poorly worded sentence that I don't entirely understand.
Okay.
But he's saying that Bitcoins are small potatoes. But if Amazon did decide to accept Bitcoins, and some people, I mean, obviously, if they do, that next day, Amazon's not going to be doing all of its business in Bitcoins. There's lots of businesses, thousands, tens of thousands of businesses around the world that are accepting Bitcoins. And the simple fact that they accept them doesn't mean that all their business is done in Bitcoins. It means that they're giving an opportunity for this new currency to grow, this currency of value that is exciting and really generated a lot of press and has a great foothold beyond sort of other alternative currencies out there. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting, actually, I like the fact that Amazon's kind of brought up, because it's amazing to me that Amazon can deliver some things to the United States, and yet it can't deliver them to Canada. It's amazing to me that they can deliver some things to certain countries, and yet they can't send them elsewhere. When it's the same thing. It's like, you can't send this tea, you know, to another country, but it can come here? That doesn't, you know, why is that? That doesn't make any sense. And I guess I wonder, if Amazon started taking Bitcoins, would they, you know, would it finally just say, yeah, okay, it'd be an admission that, you know, borders and all this stuff, because you have different websites, right? You have Amazon.ca, Amazon.uk, right, Stephanie, that essentially, you know, allows you to take other currencies. And that's like their whole purpose of that website existing. Would that suddenly be Amazon.com for everybody? Because it's not an Amazon.us. And so it's an interesting thought.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If, for instance, let's say Derby Line, I believe, is the name of the town that's in Vermont, that's right on the border of Vermont and Canada.
Okay.
So it's a U.S. It's actually their library is split down the middle. There's a line going through the library that allows you to pass across the international border. Now, they have checkpoints at either end of the library, and you have to go back in the door you went out. And this is not a big town, so it's not like their library is full of people all the time that you can sort of sneak in one side and sneak out the other. I don't know for sure, but that's my understanding. So let's say you're in Derby Line and you want to deliver something across the border or whatever. Wouldn't it take a... Isn't it going to take a longer for Amazon to get across that border? I mean, that Amazon truck, you know, the packages move in real time. They move in meat space.
Right.
And that means that borders do matter to companies like Amazon. And I don't know what their policy is or why they choose to do Amazon.ca. I have no idea.
Actually, in Canada, there are some provinces, where you can't order certain things from other from outside of the province. Like, for instance, we have a friend, Claire, who lives in Canada, in Quebec. And Claire cannot order meat from other provinces because it can't get shipped across. That would be like if you couldn't buy beef from outside of New Hampshire. You know, it sounds like really bureaucratic, and actually the price of meat is very much higher in that particular
hotel. Sure, it's protected.
Sure.
I mean, she can't even use Netflix.
Right, or Hulu, right?
Yeah, which, why? You know, what exactly, what is on Netflix that is so great for America but so terrible for the Canadians? Yeah, ProXPN would actually solve that. You know, but anyway, go ahead with what else, what are these reasons why?
No, that's fascinating. So going on, today there's simply not enough total value unlocked within Bitcoins to go around to enough people to encourage a robust Bitcoin supply chain. I don't unlocked within Bitcoins. I don't know if that's the case. Value unlocked. Well, I mean, they're worth whatever they're worth.
You mean like in circulation?
He just says there's not enough total value unlocked. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I'm guessing circulation, but go ahead.
I think it's a verbiage thing. Okay. Plus, there's no central bank that's able to print more Bitcoins when it wants no fractional reserve banking system to inflate the supply of Bitcoins artificially. This is a good thing.
Yep.
However, because of this, many early adopters and supporters continue to save Bitcoins, waiting for their inevitable appreciation. So where will the bulk of this appreciation come from? The answer is asset diversification. Over the next 3 to 5 years, small amounts of wealth currently invested in stocks, bonds, commodities, gold, silver, real estate, and other hard assets will slowly make its way into Bitcoins. And only very small fractions are required. This is true. Watch the video below. They've got a video here sort of explaining how that could possibly be the case, and they go on. It's incredible what would happen if people just move some of their money out of other assets into Bitcoins.
Sure. Call in. Do you spend Bitcoins? Do you hold on to them? Your thoughts, 855-450-3733.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, the Pro XBN toll-free call-in line. Tonight, it is Sunday night, we're here live, unlike almost any other radio show. We're doing it 7 nights a week, live, pretty much 365 days a year.
Yeah, and for years, it's been 365 a year.
Incredible. It's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. And, you know, maybe the next Christmas I want to go camping, hunting, shooting, or just rough it in the woods.
Camping. A huge fan.
If I was going to do that, which I probably am, it's just cold out there. I'm going to use the gear I got from ManVentureOutpost.com. Got a great tent from them recently. A couple of those mattress things that we can sleep on. My son and I slept out in the yard after a big campfire. Had a great time. And if you want to get some camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, get it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got the tents, the apparel, the boating equipment, the water purification, all the gear you need. They've got the name brands, and they've got it at the lowest prices I've ever been able to find. They call it rock bottom prices, and I think that's a fair thing to say. But they've got a low price guarantee, too. Go there, check it out for yourself. Get the best prices at ManVentureOutpost.com for all your outdoor gear. ManVentureOutpost.com.
And that's man like human, because there's stuff for women, too.
Indeed, there is. Certainly, yeah. It's not just completely for men.
Absolutely. So we were talking about Bitcoin. We've been talking about it for the past few segments. And
are we finally going to find out why?
We may finally find out why are these things worth, supposedly, according to this writer, $10,000 a piece. At least.
Yeah, it's a heck of a claim, and I understand where they're coming from. So
two short years ago, if you would have said Bitcoins are worth $205 a piece, people would have laughed at you.
That's true.
Some people did. There's no doubt about it. I read an email on the air a couple of weeks ago from a guy who said that we owed an apology to our listeners for Bitcoin going... It briefly touched $266 and then kind of tanked over a course of a couple of days down to 50. It is a big, huge move. There's no doubt about it. Now,
right.
You would have had to have worked very hard to be one of the people that purchased Bitcoins at above $200 because it was only there for a moment before it went down. However, somebody did, and some of them might have been Free Talk Live listeners. All I've ever said on Free Talk Live is, I think Bitcoins are going to go up. And I recommend getting into Bitcoins. I didn't recommend selling them. So if you didn't lose them, you didn't lose money until you sold them. So you haven't lost money even if you bought at 266.
Right.
Now that they're at 205, you still have not lost money.
Yeah.
However, I understand how people might feel about that. I still think they're going to go up.
Sure. I mean, you know, and I got paid in Bitcoins a couple of weeks ago when the price was only like 110, 120, something like that.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then it just shot up. And I was like, oh, wow, fantastic.
I got a raise.
Yeah, it was great.
So going on here, if Bitcoin was equal to the value of Western Union, now consider that Bitcoin is a money transaction system. They allow you to send and receive money virtually at no fee around the world. Western Union allows you to send and receive money at an incredibly high fee of like 10% some countries.
I think they're probably very scared of Bitcoin.
They ought to buy it up and start using it, but you know they're not doing that.
Oh, they would if they could regulatorily, but they...
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of these...
All the banks, all the big companies, even credit card companies, they're really scared to be associated with anything that's associated with Bitcoin because they think that FinCEN is going to shut them down.
Western Union has a real opportunity, if they wanted to go ahead. They are already registered money changers in around the world and in all 50 states. They can use that to buy and sell bitcoins at a profit if that's what they wanted to do. They can use the bitcoins to send and receive the money they want. They could basically monopolize this and probably stifle its growth to some extent for the first few years if they wanted to. They're not going to because dinosaurs are always scared of change.
That is true.
Did the Columbia Records get on board with
file sharing?
File sharing, yeah.
Western Union, if Bitcoin was only worth what Western Union is, $880 a Bitcoin. They're currently at $192.83 at BitcoinAverage.com, which is what I like to use.
Agreed.
So less than $200, that would more than quadruple in value. If they were worth PayPal, which is, again, or an organization allows you to send and receive money around the world while paying a fee, which is Bitcoin, of course, something that allows you to send and receive money without paying a fee.
Are you talking about if they had like the market cap or the market adoption equivalent to PayPal?
PayPal, right. Basically, PayPal's current value is $22.8 billion a business, and so they would be nearly $2,000 a Bitcoin.
Which I had heard rumors that PayPal had talked about using, you know, like implementing Bitcoin to some degree. Just rumors. I wouldn't say any more than that.
Go ahead. Put out a video about it, talking about. What do you think about Bitcoin?
About implementing
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So Bitcoin is also an online commodity. It's created, but it is not replicatable, and it has value because it allows you to send and receive the money.
Yeah, it's a payment system.
Now, there are other commodities out there. If Bitcoin is worth just 5% of what gold is. Now, gold's got a lot of historical traction.
It does.
And I'm not saying that Bitcoin should be worth 5% of gold or should be less than 5%. I don't know. I think the Bitcoin's going to figure that, you know, the market's going to figure out what Bitcoin's worth in the future. I think that it's going to figure out it's worth more than what it is today. That's my opinion. And I'm invested in that opinion. If it was 5% of gold, it would be nearly $40,000 a Bitcoin.
Wow.
So those are the numbers. The author goes on, in my opinion, Bitcoins are behaving more like an asset class or a store of value than a currency of late. This is true, and it needs to change because the users of Bitcoin will, at some point, of course, use them to spend. But, you know, they need to spend them, in my opinion. So, yes, Bitcoin transaction volumes continue to grow, but most accepting merchants remain small, while large businesses don't see the urgency given the size of the overall market. As more investors and wealthy individuals seek to diversify their wealth, safe havens and hedges against inflation will be sought after. Now, let's talk about, forget about the United States for a second.
Right.
Let's talk about the second largest economy. In China, they've been going on in a real estate boom for some time now. It's been going and going, and it's kind of peaking out. They've got cities that are basically vacant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Chinese are, I'm going to make a sort of broad statement here, are culturally savers. Not like, you know, their American brethren, which are culturally spenders. They haven't had that time with the fiat currency to divest themselves. So they're much more culturally savers than Americans are. And that means they're looking for places to put their money.
Sure.
They're also culturally much more into gambling than we may be here in the United States.
Yeah, they're more into risk-taking.
And so what they see themselves, basically what they say to themselves is look, these poker chips, these online poker chips, are getting to be worth more and more money. I could just put some money. And not, I'm not saying all Chinese, not even a large percentage of Chinese are doing this. They don't need to.
Yeah.
A small percentage could say, oh, look, these online poker chips I've been using to play games that are otherwise outlawed in my country, just like they are here in the United States, they're going up in value. I'll just put my money in that instead. And so they're saving. They're doing a great job of saving. And that's what's, to me, to some extent, driving this up. And so it doesn't really even matter what you or I here in the United States think.
Right. It'll happen elsewhere if it doesn't happen here.
There's a lot of foreign movement in Bitcoin, and it confuses those of us in the United States who thinks everything happens inside of these borders.
Right.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
It confuses the people who say, oh, well, what if the U.S. government just makes Bitcoin illegal? They can't. The cat's out of the bag. It's global. It's all over the place.
Ever try to put a cat in a bag?
No, right. It's like saying, well, they're going to make MP3s illegal. And what? You know, my hard drive's 1-2 terabytes full of music, and you're going to how are you going to go after that?
Going on here, the Bitcoin will remain in the spotlight, and as a confiscation of wealth in Cyprus earlier this year showed us, your money's not always safe in banks. However, in 5 years, there will be 17 million bitcoins in circulation, and with a $10,000 price per bitcoin, their combined value would be equal to $170 billion. I'll go on. He's got just another point here.
All right. The reasons why they're coming up, kind of the ultimate tease here. 855-450-FREE for your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to 3 quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The remaining moments of the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We can squeeze your call in. It is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And this is, it's really been enjoyable for me. This is my first time being in the big chair. I'm in the big boy seat for the very first time. And, you know, if you enjoyed it, you can email me, brian@freetalklive.com, and maybe I'll do it more. I'm probably going to do it more anyway.
I think you've done fine.
Thank you very much. So I've had a really, really great time doing this.
Yay.
Thank you. And we're talking about Bitcoin here. The reason why Bitcoins should be worth, quote-unquote, $10,000 a piece. Mark?
Yep, that's what the article here is from Bitcoinerati. Say it for me, Stephanie.
Bitcoinerati.
Going on.
Bitcoin erotica? What are you reading?
Well, that's
your mind out of the gutter.
I'm okay. Game for that.
I'm going to restart this paragraph here. However, in 5 years, there'll be 17 million Bitcoins in circulation, and that's true. Bitcoins will go to a maximum of 21 million Bitcoins. And I think that's a really misleading number, because Bitcoins are really just a stopping point on the decimal continuum.
Right.
The Bitcoins aren't Bitcoins. They're the single digit, which is 8 decimal places behind a Bitcoin.
Right.
And so I guess that's what, 100 million?
Yes, yeah, it's divisible by the hundreds of millions. So really, right, there will be, as far as units you can use, there will literally be hundreds of millions.
Right. So you can, you know, Bitcoin really isn't a Bitcoin. It's this unit, this what they call a Satoshi. A Satoshi, which is 100 millionths of a Bitcoin. So that's really the unit that should be described here. Anyway, sure. So there's not 21 million. There's 21 million times 100 million of these things. And that's plenty.
It's as many as you want them to be.
Nearly. You would have to change the protocols to go beyond those numbers. But those are still staggering numbers.
Sure.
I expect if it gets to that point where those have actual value, where a Satoshi has actual value, they'll probably build it into the protocol that it's divisible more than that.
It's likely, and but that would have to be adopted by more than 50% of the miners, and who knows what's going to happen with the miners at that point.
Or somebody thinks of just people use altcoins for smaller transactions.
They could.
Right? Like they start using Litecoins for
Always good to have competing currencies, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's happening. So going on here, it says, however, in 5 years, there'll be 17 million Bitcoins in circulation. With a $100,000 price per Bitcoin, their combined value would be $170 billion. So technically, quite small, but enough value to go around and encourage a deeper supply chain of accepting merchants and a larger pool of users to that's been Bitcoins. $170 billion would still only represent 1.3% of the total U.S. dollars in circulation by 2018 compared to the current valuations of tech companies like Facebook and Google. Bitcoin would then fall right in the middle, but remain less than half the value of Apple. It's clear. Bitcoin has a long way to go, and the Bitcoin-karate are all in. So that's how I see Bitcoin appreciating to $10,000 per Bitcoin in the next 5 years. Is this a fair and accurate prediction? What do you think Bitcoin is worth, and why? And they give an opportunity to post here. And, you know, I don't like to talk out of school, all right? And but I've got to say, I'm excited about Bitcoins. Understand, you're listening to a zealot. I'm going to tell you what I believe is going to happen in my life. I don't think you should make your decisions based on what I believe. You should do your own darn research, because if you take the advice of quote-unquote experts, expect those experts to profit. And
yes,
that's what...
consciously or unconsciously, they're going to give you information that works within their self-interest.
So here's what I'm going to go ahead and say I believe is going to happen. Bitcoin has been nudging and pushing at the reins here. Previously, it had a run up to like 36 and then ran down to less than a buck. And then it ran all the way up to 266, ran down to 50. Now it's on a run again towards I don't know where. But once it hits 400, thereabouts, $400 per Bitcoin, that will put the market cap of Bitcoins at above $4 billion. When the market cap goes above $4 billion, then hedge funds, many hedge funds can get involved.
Right,
because
they'll take notice.
Because they have their sort of bylaws that say mm-hmm. that they can't invest in anything that's too small so that they don't screw their investors.
I didn't know about that.
Who have these like penny, with penny stocks and things like that.
Right.
So they have these rules. Once you make it into there was just a story out last week of a hedge fund manager predicting that if you get into Bitcoins right now, you're going to make, his quote, a lot of money. All right? I'm just reading stuff. So, okay, Bitcoin goes to 400, the hedge funds get in, then the speculators are driven out. Bitcoin is driven at this point by a bunch of people who have no business, deciding what the value of anything is.
Right.
No business at all. It's like, oh my God, there's a news story where the Dread Pirate Roberts has been caught. I had better sell. Or, oh my goodness, there's been a news story where a hedge fund manager said Bitcoin will go up. I better buy. What in the hell are you doing? Once these hedge funds get involved, we're talking the kind of money that makes your emotional outburst completely irrelevant. I don't think it's going to go to 10,000 in a matter of 5 years. It may go to 10,000 in a matter of a year, because that may be, I'm just, this is me talking here about what I'm thinking in my own life. You make your own decisions. You do your own research. I think it go well above this.
Remaining moments, Stephanie, what's your prediction?
Oh,
10,000?
It's got momentum. Well, okay, I think we're going to see another like run up and then maybe crash, and maybe the next run up could go to 800.
To 800? Do you see it going to 10,000 in 5 years?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yes.
What do you think?
Myself, I don't think so.
Okay. Why not?
In fact, we mentioned earlier there's another gentleman who has a belief that their genuine value is more like $2. I'm inclined to believe that that's accurate.
Okay, why that?
Now, part of that is that in it being a monetary value, I think, not counting it as a payment system.
Well, how can you not count a thing that is a payment system as a payment system?
From the payment system.
Go ahead.
System.
Okay, well, it can and it can't, but I don't think my point being is this, is that I don't see, this is such new territory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I consider it, a lot of people compare it to the internet, and I consider it such a miracle that the internet has made it to where it is now.
Why?
Because,
it's so useful.
Because there are a million places along the road where it tried to get stopped and where it could have gotten stopped, and in its tracks. And it didn't happen. And I think, and I'm glad that it didn't happen. And I also think, equally that the internet, we don't understand what it's really going to be used for in the future.
Agreed,
anyway.
Completely. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this about the internet. Yeah, it could have gotten stopped. The internet's been around since the 60s, is that right?
Well, our ARPANET's kind of been around for that long, but the internet as we know it, we'll say 89 to like 94 is around when it started.
So I remember internet being kind of, being a big deal in, say, 94, 95,
right.
Reading articles and things like that. Do you think the internet could have been stopped after 95 from what it was today?
Yes.
Okay, how's that?
Because it was its entire excitement and the building of an infrastructure that allowed it to exist was based upon commerce, was based upon the economy started to use it. But the economy failed on the internet in 99 to 2001.
Yep.
It failed hard. And there was no really... Now, there's some companies that moved on that had the ingenuity and the temerity to keep going. But I don't know that... I consider it a miracle that it continued on. Now, Bitcoin, I will say this about Bitcoin, because I've said commonly that I think Bitcoin will not be the... Something like Bitcoin will be the future of money, no question about it. Bitcoin will not be the future of money, but what it will be is the easiest way to get the next thing. It'll be the easiest way to possibly get whatever will actually take all this over, whatever will become the world reserve currency, whatever that means at the time. It's going to be something that it won't be. I don't think it'll be Bitcoin, but Bitcoin will be the most simple and basic way to get your hands on that other currency, not greenbacks. They will not be that part
One
of the
thing's
system.
For certain is when I went and bought the altcoins that I have, Litecoins and PP coins,
mm-hmm.
I bought those for a variety of reasons. I bought them with Bitcoins, and I bought them very easily. Yep. I didn't have to send a check. I didn't have to send my driver's license. I didn't have to, prove I live someplace or anything like that. I sent some Bitcoins.
You
I
must
bought
be
the
a
altcoins.
Terrorist, Mark.
Right. I terrorized some people, and I got my Litecoins, and I got my PP coins. And, they have kind of laid there for a while.
Sure.
I know Stephanie, you got in early on them. But I think that... I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? But being first to market's important. And once businesses are driven by other businesses, they're not driven by the opportunity to make money. They're driven by the fear of losing out on sales. And so they have to beat their other competition in particular areas. And I feel like that's what's going on with Bitcoins. And it may make all the difference. I don't know.
If anything, I will say Bitcoins are real. They're as real as anything out there. I know a lot of people want to say differently. Anyway, it's been a great time. The live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live is over. It's been Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Check out freetalklive.com for more.
See ya.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.